Pod Diva. Hello, divas, and welcome back to your fortnightly Diva Digest. In this series, we're bringing you all of the biggest headlines from the last 2 weeks in one handy episode. Can you believe that we're already in March? Here at Diva HQ, we've been inundated with all of the latest, hottest new queer news. Let's get you up to speed. First off, here are some of the major headlines from around the world. Opening Doors, the largest UK charity for LGBTQIA people over 50, announced the devastating news that they will be closing. Despite relentless efforts from the Board of Trustees, the charity has said with a heavy heart that after the 29th of February, they will be unable to continue to work due to ongoing financial challenges. The closure of such a pillar in our community is once again a reminder of the importance of supporting and funding LGBTQIA charities. Opening Doors offered a lifeline to some of the most vulnerable members of the community, helping them to escape loneliness, abuse, and isolation. Euphoria star Hunter Schafer was arrested on the 26th of February at a pro-Palestine protest organised by the group Jewish Voice for Peace. The group is demanding an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas conflict. The trans icon was seen in the lobby of NBC Universal headquarters at 30 Rockefeller Plaza while Joe Biden was filming his TV appearance on Late Night with Seth Meyers. She was wearing a black t-shirt that read "Ceasefire Now." Ghana has passed a strict bill which will make identifying as LGBTQIA or campaigning for LGBTQIA rights illegal. The new Human Sexual Rights and Ghanaian Family Values Bill will mean that anyone who identifies as LGBTQIA could be sentenced to 3 years in prison, and anyone funding queer groups could be given a maximum of 5 year jail terms. This stringent new bill will place LGBTQIA people in Ghana in huge danger, especially those who are involved in LGBTQIA advocacy campaigns aimed at children, who could now receive up to 10 years in prison. And finally, LGBTQIA journalist and broadcaster Shiv Dave has called for the queer community to demonstrate outside of a new lesbian members bar which will exclude trans women. Set to open in London later this year, the members bar named L Community will reportedly only admit cis women and will quote-unquote legally restrict the trans community from entering. Speaking of bars, on a much more exciting note, London is about to get a new accessible inclusive bar named La Camoniera. If you've been on queer TikTok this week, you will have seen hordes of sapphics standing outside of a new lesbian pop-up bar in Hackney. After the success of its opening night on the 15th of February, the owners announced that they have found a new permanent venue. Success! Now, let's take a look at what's been happening in the world of pop culture. K-Stew sent fans into a frenzy by posing in a jockstrap for the cover of Rolling Stone. Naturally, the world went wild. However, not everyone was a huge fan of the cover, but guess what? Kristen Stewart does not care. Zoe Lister-Jones, who has recently starred in her new TV show Slip, came out at the Spirit Awards on the 25th of February during an interview with The Hollywood Reporter. The star said, "I'm here, I'm queer, I have some fear, but I'm working through it." This announcement followed a conversation about the Spirit Awards' gender-neutral categories. Zoe revealed that she was dating director Sammy Cohen and said that she was so grateful for the award show being a pioneer in making their categories genderless. And finally, divas, it's happened. Jess Glynn and Alex Scott have hard launched their relationship. The power couple have been rumoured to be together since May last year, but neither had confirmed their relationship status. However, on Saturday the 2nd of March, the pair shared a sweet kiss at the Brits during their red carpet debut together. And naturally, sapphics everywhere have gone wild. And that's you all caught up. We hope you enjoyed this instalment of Diva Digest. See you soon.
Pod Diva. Pod Diva.
Thank you for listening to Pod Diva in association with Diva Magazine, the world's leading brand for LGBTQIA plus women and non-binary people. Every fortnight, we bring you new interviews from a vast range of fabulous people, celebrating and amplifying the voices of the LGBTQIA plus community. Browse our extensive back catalogue of episodes to find your favourites, from Jennifer Beals to Abby Jacobson. It's like one gorgeous, glossy magazine in your ear. Please share, rate, or review us. It really does help. You can find us on Acast or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can email me at editorial@diva-magazine.com. Pod Diva. Queers for your ears.
Pod Diva.